Almighty, all-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, it is in the morning of this fair summer day that we have gathered in thy house. Lord, thou knowest the purpose, whereas two young people have been brought together in a way they never could have fathomed some years ago. But thy hand of providence guides and directs our every step and our every place. And now, Lord, thou hast given in their heart that desire to continue life's pathway as husband and wife. What a wonder it is, and what a privilege, that they may do so beginning in thy house, that they may do so while bowing before thy countenance, while hearing what thy word has to say unto them and to all of us. May it also be, Lord, with the prayer in their heart, not only today, but we hope in days past, and we hope also in the unknown future, the prayer for help, for a blessing, and then a blessing not only here below, for we shall come through this time, though one easier than the other. But Lord, how shall we leave this time? How shall we enter into eternity? Oh, then it is needful for them to ask it every day. It is needful for all of us that a wonder takes place between our birth and death, between the cradle and the grave. And Lord, oh, our state has become so wretched that we do not seek it, that we do not truly want it, for we have no desire in the knowledge of thy ways. We said farewell to thee in paradise, having no intention ever to return unto thee. Lord, we have become such unwilling, rebellious, murmuring wretches, disobedient to all thy commandments. And now we are unable to turn ourselves back unto thee. We are lost and we are perishing creatures, sinners before thee. But the wonder is, Lord, that thou hast not yet made an end with us. Thy word testifies that thou dost say, turn ye, why should ye die, O house of Israel? A time of grace has been given unto us all. A place in thy house is opened for us all. Thy word is in our homes, thy word is in thy house, and it is yet proclaimed or read from Sabbath to Sabbath day. Lord, thou hast an eternal purpose that some shall be saved, whom thou hast chosen from all eternity. Oh, that we may then beg, Lord, turn thou unto me in mercy and have compassion on my soul. That there may be a people even today who must say, I am so distressed and lonely, and waves of trouble o'er me roll. And that can be waves of temporal difficulties and afflictions, or not to diminish it. But there is a people that come to the cause of it. It is uncovered unto them why that they have all these troubles and these woes. For we have departed from thee. and we have sinned against thee. And therefore the crown is fallen from our head, and then it is woe unto us, for we have sinned against thee, that good-doing God. But Lord, now this bridegroom and bride are in thy house. And oh, then we desire, Lord, may it be thy favor that a word should enter into their heart, whether it is for the first time or by renewal, and we wish it for the whole congregation. Lord, it is a special service, it is true. But hast thou not in the past worked also in such services? Also today thou canst cause an arrow to fly and enter right between the joints of the harness, that it would be a day of becoming sorrowful over our sins. Oh, then we may try to hide it, but then a word shall enter and we shall never be able to take it out. And then the change, that renewal begins to take place by thy Spirit. Else we remain as we are, wretched, miserable, and we shall perish forevermore. But Lord, if thou dost begin in our heart, oh, then the bride will have a love and a desire unto thee. And the bridegroom would receive that same desire, although they would not often say that perhaps. But if thou comest with thy Spirit and sheddest thy love abroad, there is a love that returns to thee, and yet they cannot exist before thee. Then it becomes a life of riddles for them. And what a wonder, Lord, if thou would give them unto both that same portion. Then they understand each other not only for time, but in regard to the spiritual things for eternity. Lord, we lay them then before thee. Bless thou this union, and wilt thou give them that continual love, but above all, that love unto thee. Be with the parents. There are also grandparents, and there are others who are not present on account of age or sickness or weakness, but perhaps listening along, or others yet. Lord, it is necessary, whether we are young or whether we are old, to receive that same portion. To have a God for our heart, to have a surety for our guilt, a Savior for our sin, and a Spirit in our heart to renew us, Lord. For unless that he begins, unless that he applies, unless that he teaches and leads and guides, Lord, then it shall remain lost forever. With all the callings, with all the invitations, with all the warnings, with all the allurements, it shall testify against us. Our Lord, we do not know most of the people, but thou knowest each and every heart, that there may be some who have grace in their soul. Lord, and thou shalt strengthen it. But wilt thou even do it in this day, that they also may receive a blessing? But those who are without any grace, those who perhaps do deceive themselves regarding eternity, oh, convert them yet in this day. For it is yet the means that thou givest, and that we may testify unto them, this is the way, and walk ye in it. For Lord, what shall it be, if we must give an account of that gospel? It is a savor of life, or a savor of death. And that savor of life is unto life. That savor of death is unto death. Lord, do it for thy name's sake. Be then with us in this day. And grant us, Lord, the opening of thy testimony. Supply the strength. Give yet fresh oil from on high. Thou hast been such a faithful master. And thou art so good for the unworthiest of all. And Lord, that we then may be given yet to speak a word in due season, perhaps to one who is weary and who does not know the way anymore. But Lord, bring a word and home. We ask it in the pardoning of all our sins, and that for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.